Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we're going to hit the trail, celebrate Johnny Johnson's birthday, visit River City, and who knows what else. A couple of days ago, September 4th, marked the birth in 1898 in Washington, Indiana, of Malcolm Clinton Johnson. You may know him better as pianist, organist, composer, and bandleader Johnny Johnson, and he's one of my favorites. His father, Hugh, was a mail carrier, and his mother, Maud Winterbottom, was a teacher. His musical career started by playing in local nightclubs while attending Indiana University, where he was a member of the Phi Gamma Delta fraternity. His draft registration card when he was 20 years old listed his occupation as vaudeville entertainer, and his name appears in Variety as early as 1921. He apparently served for a very brief time in the U.S. Army with a military record showing an enlistment date of October 15, 1918, and a release date of December 21st. His first band job was with the Harry Yerkes Orchestra, and in 1922 he formed his own band, which included Jack Teagarden and Red Nichols, and made a number of recordings for Cameo between 1923 and 24. He recorded dozens of piano roles for the Welty Company between 1923 and 1928. His orchestra enjoyed residencies at New York's Club Mirador and Statler Hotel, and recorded as Johnny Johnson's Club Mirador Orchestra and Johnny Johnson and his Statler Pennsylvanians. In the mid-1930s, Johnson made several films, cast, not surprisingly, as an orchestra leader. He disbanded in the early 1940s and settled in New Jersey, where he taught piano and organ. He died in Long Branch, New Jersey on April 10, 1979, at age 80. Here's Johnny Johnson.
Thank you. want them to. Believe it or not, I'm learning a lot from you, just you.
Now that I know you,
I've got my education.
I'll never throw you back into circulation. Teaching me things that regular people do.
They do.
Believe it or not, I'm learning a lot from you.
In this surly, troubled nation, it's a battle for your life. With racketeers and homemade beers and anesthetic gin, our stocks are down and prices up. Oh, what a mess we're in. All our cash is going out and everything is wrong. Then some baloney comes along and has to write this dying song. If I can find the guy that wrote this dying song, die, the guy that wrote the Stein song.
Die.
All day long, no matter where I go, all I hear on every radio is
die.
Oh, how I hate that melody. If I can get my hands around that big gorilla's neck, I'll paralyze him, pulverize him till he is a wreck. I'll bet you dough that I can make him check and double check. If I can find the guy that wrote the Stein song, with a leer and a sneer, I'll stick up behind him, and then with a rock and a sock, I'll bang him again and again. I'll dance upon his diaphragm and say, dirty pup, how can we drink it down when you won't let us fill it up? Oh,
die-dee-die-die-dee.
Oh, how I hate that melody. We used to stand around the bar as happy as could be and sing about sweet Adeline in perfect harmony. But now they sing of dear old Maine, and who the heck is she? I'd like to find the guy that wrote the Stein song. Melody. I'll paralyze him, pulverize him, hypnotize him, mesmerize him, cauterize him, galvanize him, tantalize him, terrorize him, simonize him, oxidize him, jeopardize him. I'll goodyize him if I can find the guy that wrote the Stein song.
My goodness, such a violent song. Just in case you haven't figured it out, that was I'd Like to Find the Guy Who Wrote the Stein Song, recorded by the Johnny Johnson Orchestra on July 21, 1930, with Harry McDaniel and members of the orchestra providing the vocal refrain. On February 10, 1930, Rudy Vallee, who had been a student at the University of Maine in the early 20s, recorded the Stein Song, the school's college fight song, and thanks to radio, it quickly became so ubiquitous that in a little over 5 months, it caused Johnny Johnson to write that answer song. Other examples of answer songs are I've Got the Yes We Have No Bananas Blues and the Vodo Dodio Blues, answering crazy words, crazy tune. So the guy who wrote the Stein song was E.A. Fenstad in 1901. It was later adapted by University of Maine student A.W. Sprague. Sprague's roommate, Lincoln Colcord, wrote the lyrics. Before I'd like to find the guy who wrote the Stein song, it was I'm Learning a Lot from You. The vocal trio on that circa August 19, 1930 recording was reed man Fred Kintz, trumpeter Harry McDaniel, and Billy Scott. I'm Learning a Lot from You was written by Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh and is from the MGM picture Love in the Rough, starring Robert Montgomery. We started our tribute with Johnny Johnson and his Statler Pennsylvanians and Speedy Boy from February 24, 1928. The vocal quartet there was Bob Treister, Ray Strom, Sam Brown, and Harry Shackelford. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. 3.5 years ago, back on April 3rd of 2011, I played a set of trail songs dedicated to my friends Jackson, Forrest, and James, who were in the process of hiking the Appalachian Trail. And as a matter of fact, James has the distinction of being one of over 15,000 thru-hikers who have traversed the entire 2,180 miles of the Appalachian Trail since 1937. Why am I telling you this? Well, because at this very moment, Jackson is back on the AT, but this time his hiking partner is my friend Mary Ruth, formerly better known as Mad Dog. Fortunately, I have a completely different set of trail songs to play for them. So, with greetings to Forrest and James, and best wishes to Mary and Jackson for a safe journey filled with unforgettable adventures, here's a set of rapidly rotating records about trails, starting off quite appropriately, I think, with Smith Ballou and the Sweetheart Trail.
Traveling in my dreams, and I'm back in Sweetheart Trail, it seems. Things are like they used to be. I hold someone close to me. Soon I'll go back in reality. Every girl is a bride with a groom right by her side, way down on Sweetheart Trail. There'll be one more pair, 'cause I'm returning there, way down on Sweetheart Trail. The one I loved, I'm gonna love all over, and we'll be found rambling round, knee-deep in clover, hand in hand we'll stroll, the church will be our goal. I'm back again on Sweetheart Trail.
Thank you. on the winding trail to home sweet home. I'm on the homeward road, no more to roam. And something seems to say my wandering through. I'm on the winding trail to home sweet home and you.
The white clouds above, like the strain of a serenade on the heartstrings so tenderly played. Hand in hand toward the golden west, promised land with the one you love best. Seek the valley and build your nest in an old-fashioned garden of dreams.
Thank you.
The Arcadians Dance Orchestra, a Bert Furman outfit, with At the End of the Lonesome Trail from a Xenophone 78, waxed February 12, 1930. Mary Ruth and Jackson have a ways to go yet before they get to the end of the trail, or at least the point where they leave the trail, but I doubt the trail is lonesome. The trail is, however, big, and so before that it was Joe Green and his orchestra with the waltz, Song of the Big Trail. It's also known as the old-fashioned Song of Love. It's the theme song from Raoul Walsh's Fox Movie Tone production, The Big Trail, and was composed by James F. Hanley. The vocalist singing the Joseph McCarthy lyric on that November 1930 Brunswick recording is unidentified. Not only is the Appalachian Trail big, but it's also winding, I suppose, and so before Song of the Big Trail, we heard the Winding Trail. That was Bob Herring as the Society Nightclub Orchestra around September 5, 1927, with another unidentified vocalist. Scrappy Lambert was credited on a couple of other sides from that same session, so maybe it is he. We begin that trail set for Marion Jackson with Sweetheart Trail. All together now. Aww. That was Smith Ballou with Ted Wallace and his orchestra from a Columbia 78 waxed February 19, 1930. Her older sister has been driving for several years now, but our younger granddaughter Allison recently got her California driver license. She had no trouble passing the test because she received her driver training from the best, our family friend Adam, who is a professional instructor. As I did with Miranda, I'll refrain from making the usual stay-off-the-road jokes because, like her sister, she's a very mature and responsible young woman, and like Ray Babbitt, she really is an excellent driver, and you have nothing whatsoever to worry about in sharing the road with her. So here for Allison is a set of rapidly rotating records about driving, beginning with Billy Hayes and his orchestra.
Yo, Mabel! I'm wild about horns on automobiles that go. I don't know what there is about one. You can't get a girl without one. I ain't had a girlfriend for many a night. I got that bugle, I'm doing all right. I'm wild about horns on automobiles that go.
Thank you. think you're going?
I'm going across the street.
Hey, listen, you want to be careful, you get hurt. Don't you know you've got to
look straight ahead, look to the right, look to the left, both morning and night. You'll get along, you won't go wrong, doing the curb step now. Click both your heels, that is the way. Look out for wheels, go right on your way. You'll get along, you can't go wrong, doing the curb step now.
Take care, beware, don't walk over in a trance, unless you wish to ride in an ambulance.
Look straight ahead, look to the right, look to the left, now you've done it right. Go right along, you can't go wrong, doing the curb step now.
I love the lyrics of that Collie Knox, Dawson Street, and Arthur Young song. Take care, beware. Don't walk over in a trance unless you wish to ride in an ambulance. That was Jack Hilton and his orchestra, January 22, 1930, with the curb step. That's the British curb, K-E-R-B, not C-U-R-B. Before that, it was Benjamin Adolphus Rolfe and his Lucky Strike Orchestra with No Parking, from an Edison 78 wax June 1, 1928. No Parking was written by Phil Napoleon, Ted Raff, and Newell Chase. We begin our celebration of Allison and her driver license with Billy Hayes and his orchestra with I'm Wild About Horns on Automobiles. The vocalist on that January 8, 1929 Victor 78 was Peter Moore. Drummer, vocalist, and band leader Billy Hayes, H-A-Y-S, was born in Philadelphia in June of 1898 or 99. Although the 1920 census shows him to be working as a driver for a laundry, by the mid-1920s he was leading his own band and appearing on Philadelphia radio. He was still playing into the 1960s and passed away in February of 1973. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7, KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7 on demand, anytime at all online, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. And we're on iTunes as a podcast. Meredith Willson's play The Music Man is set in the fictional town of River City, Iowa, and takes place in the year 1912. The musical includes a number of references to popular culture of the time, including a line where Harold Hill, in making his pitch for a boys' band, lists the popular musicians and composers Gilmore, Pat Conway, Giuseppe Creatore, W.C. Handy, and John Philip Sousa. Now, of course, I'm familiar with Sousa, Handy, and even Patrick Conway, but even though my wife was in a Wrightwood Community Players production of The Music Man as one of the Pickle Little Ladies decades ago, The names Gilmore and Giuseppe Creatore escaped me. But a couple of weeks ago, listener Rich in Illinois sent me a transfer and restoration of a record of Giuseppe Creatore himself, conducting Creatore's band March. And here it is, along with examples from all the others listed by Harold Hill.
Thank you. Thank you. Johnny Comes Marching Home, sung by Mr. John Farrell. When Johnny comes marching home again, hurrah, hurrah, we'll give him a hearty welcome then, hurrah, hurrah. The men will cheer and the boys will shout, the ladies, they will all turn out and we'll all feel gay when Johnny comes marching home. The old church bell will peal with joy, hurrah, hurrah. So welcome home, my darling boy, hurrah, hurrah. The village lads and lassies, they with roses, they will strew the way, and we'll all feel gay when Johnny comes marching home. Get ready for the jubilee, hurrah, hurrah. We meet the hero 3 times 3, hurrah, hurrah. The laurel wreath is ready now to place upon his loyal brow, and we'll all feel gay when Johnny comes marching home. Love and friendship on that day, hurrah, hurrah. Their choicest treasures then display, hurrah, hurrah. And let each one perform some gods to fill with joy the warrior's heart, and we'll all feel gay when Johnny comes marching home.
Maybe the oldest record we've ever played on the show, from a 64 RPM 7-inch diameter Berliner disc recorded in 1898. That was John Terrell singing Patrick Sarsfield Gilmore's composition, When Johnny Comes Marching Home Again. Composer and bandmaster Patrick Gilmore was born in Ballygar, County Galway, Ireland on Christmas Day, 1829, and was taught classical music and trumpet by bandleader Patrick Keating. By 1848, he was living and working as a musician in Boston and performed as part of the Salem Brigade Band at the 1857 inauguration of President James Buchanan. In 1858, he formed Gilmore's Band, which became the model for the modern concert band. Gilmore wrote the words to When Johnny Comes Marching Home Again under the name Lewis Lambert while serving in the Union Army during the Civil War. He died of a heart attack on September 24, 1892, and at his funeral, he was referred to by a young John Philip Sousa as the father of the American band. Before that, it was Handy's Orchestra, William Christopher, or W.C. Handy, that is, with the Fuzzy Wuzzy Rag from September 21, 1917. A.L. Morton wrote Fuzzy Wuzzy Rag, as well as the waltz song The Choo-Choo Man. All of my ragtime friends are probably aware that Morton used the last strain of Joplin's Elite Syncopations for the finale of Fuzzy Wuzzy Rag, and he apparently also borrowed the first strain of Joplin's Sugar Cane for the same piece. Before Fuzzy Wuzzy, it was Sousa's band, with the March King himself, John Philip Sousa, conducting, playing Arthur Pryor's tune Trombone Sneeze, with Arthur Pryor playing trombone. That Victor 78 was made January 30, 1902. Trombone Sneeze was preceded by Patrick Conway's band with Two Key Rag, and it's pretty easy to figure out why composer Joe Hollander chose that title. That recording is from July 5, 1916. Patrick Conway was born July 4, 1865, and studied music at Ithaca Conservatory and Cornell University, where he became a teacher in 1895. Conway and Sousa were friends, and their bands often appeared together at the same venues, and even combined forces, with each conductor taking turns directing the 170 or so musicians. We started off that Music Man set with Italian Giuseppe Creatori and his band playing Creatori's Band March in 1918. Creatori was born in Naples, Italy in 1871 and immigrated to the U.S. in 1899. He formed his own band in 1901 and played at the Atlantic City Steel Pier. He apparently had quite an animated style of conducting, with contortions, leaps, flailing arms, jerky head movements, and gymnastic techniques. During its heyday, the band reportedly commanded $5,000 for each performance. Creatori's final public appearance was in 1947, and he died in 1952 at age 82. And thanks again to listener Rich for that transfer and restoration. Okay, we've got time for one more. A couple of days ago, September 4th, marked the birth in 1899 in New Orleans, Louisiana, of trumpeter, tenor saxophonist, and bandleader Johnny Beiersdorfer. He was a very popular and active bandleader in New Orleans and environs all during the 1920s. He died in New Orleans on November 17, 1969, at age 70. He made just a few recordings, including this one with his Jazzola Novelty Orchestra, of his composition, I Wonder Where My Easy Rider's Riding Now, written with Tom Brown. March 17, 1924, Johnny Beiersdorfer in his Jazzola Novelty 8 with the Beiersdorfer Tom Brown composition, I Wonder Where My Easy Rider's Riding Now. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.